There is no way to measure the joy of some heartbroken disciples when the risen Christ revealed himself at Emmaus. Their shattered dreams were brought back to life in an instant, and a living Jesus can bring your dreams back to life as well if you believe in him. Today, how the resurrection of Jesus gives hope and meaning in the most dire of circumstances. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our message is taken from Luke chapter 24. Dr. Lutzer comes now to tell us more about resurrected dreams and how Christ can restore the shattered dreams we experience today.
Some of you say, my shattered dream is my family. I've been betrayed in relationships. I feel lonely. I feel as if there's a part of me that is missing. You'll notice that Jesus gathers the disciples here and he eats with them as a sign of fellowship. And you remember what he said to Mary. He said, Mary, don't touch me because I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father and to your God and my God. Think that through. He's saying, Mary, I want you to know from now on, God, of course, is my Father, but he's your Father too. And that means that you and I are brother and sister. We are now members of the same family. We are brought into the fellowship of believers. And this begins already on this earth and will eventually be completed, because one of the things that will happen in heaven is this, that the intimacy that you now enjoy with the nuclear family, those of you who have good families, that intimacy is now going to be broadened to include all the people of God, so that we will have fellowship not only with Jesus Christ, but with one another. The deepest longings of the human heart for acceptance and belongingness are met by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You say, oh, Pastor Lutzer, my dream has been shattered. My dream was to have some wealth and some security. You know what it says about those who are redeemed? It says, he who overcomes, I shall give to him all things. Because we are brothers of Christ, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And every shattered dream will someday be put back together and fulfilled. But there's a second lesson that comes to us, and that is that Jesus does walk with us in our disappointment and our pain. Here along the way to Emmaus, they did not recognize him, but Jesus was there. And after Jesus appeared in Jerusalem, keep in mind that Jesus traveled that distance twice that day. Once while he was walking with them, and then a second time where at the split of a second, he went from Emmaus to Jerusalem with his glorified body. But mark this well, he was just as much with them on the way back to Jerusalem as he was with them on the way to Emmaus. Because the Lord's presence is with us. God will never abandon you. He will never leave you alone. He walks with us. But sometimes we don't recognize him. Our eyes are hidden and we don't know that Jesus is next to us. Remember that old story about the man who was walking along and saw two sets of footprints. And then on a piece he saw only one set of footprints, and those were the footprints that were present when he was going through a tremendous difficulty. And so he said to Jesus, Jesus, you walked by my side, but when I needed you the most, you abandoned me. And Jesus said, no, when you needed me the most, I picked you up and I carried you. He's with his people. Finally, I want to emphasize this, though, that if you do not invite Jesus into your life, he will go on by. You'll notice what the text says. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. And he would have, except for the fact that they constrained him. They said, please stay with us. And so Jesus stayed. I want you to know that the blessings that I've been talking about, the shattered dreams that are going to be put back together, is really only a message for those who trust Jesus as Savior, who've invited Him into their lives and who've trusted Him to be the one to take away their sin. And the reason for that is very obvious, is that God cannot do all of these things for those who are alienated from Him, but only for those who've been reconciled to Him by the death of the cross. Suffering must precede the glory. First the cross, then the crown. I urge you today, I urge you with all that is within me, to realize that Jesus is the only qualified Savior, because no one else is able to shield us from the judgment of God. Like that Passover lamb with blood on our door, the justice and the judgment of God goes on by because we've been accepted by one whom the Father has accepted. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's amen to Christ's verdict on the cross. It is finished. It is finished. And He invites you today to believe and to trust Him. If we had time, I'd show you in the text of Scripture, it says that their eyes were opened and they realized His presence. And a little later on, it says in verse 45, He opened their minds that they might understand the Scriptures. To understand the presence of Jesus, to understand also the wonder of His purpose. That belongs to those whose eyes have been opened to believe on Him. There are some of you here, God bless you, and you know within your heart that you are one of the ones in whom the Holy Spirit is working, and you are being asked, as it were, by the Spirit to open your life and your heart to Jesus, the only one who can reconcile us to God and give us the return of our shattered dreams. Because I want you to know, and I want to say this very clearly, if you do not trust Christ, every shattered dream will become a horrid nightmare of misery and unending regret. Only Christ, the one who is raised, is qualified to give us our dreams back. A little girl was dying in the hospital, and the doctor, being somewhat negligent, thought that she could not hear what he said. And he said to her mother, "Poor little child, her best days are over." But the little girl was able to hear, and she whispered, "No, my best days are still to come." And if we trust Christ, our best days are still to come. As a matter of fact, it says, "He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame and sat with my Father on His throne." And we will sing throughout all of the ages the glory and the hallelujahs of God as we give praise to the one who redeemed us, the one who is Lord, and the one who says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
Well, my friend, today I can't prove it, but I think that that song is going to be sung in heaven. What a marvelous rendition, and what an opportunity all of us had here at the Moody Church to join our voices together to give honor and praise to God. And yes, our worship and our hearts. Hallelujah. And I hope today that that resonates with you. No matter where you are at, no matter what condition you find yourself in, why don't you take time to enjoy and to give praise to the resurrected, triumphant Jesus? We indeed, as Christians, do know that better days are coming, because Jesus Christ defied the laws of gravity and was raised from the dead and then arose triumphant to go to heaven. We know that because of him, we too shall conquer. So be encouraged today, love him, serve him, and be all that he wants you to be.
That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer wrapping up his message on Resurrected Dreams. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Our recent Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday messages will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Tomorrow, a new series from the Book of Revelation on what Jesus thinks of his church. Don't miss our next Running to Win.